again, we welcome you in here on a Tuesday. 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5, the north gym at Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the south gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass, our producer, here on the gym class program as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Programming locally getting underway, taking you through 7 o'clock tonight. Now we've got Twins and the White Sox coming your way tonight at 7 o'clock. That will be on 107.5 FM from Target Field up in Minneapolis. Twins trying to break a schneid, and White Sox trying to climb out of the cellar in the tight American League Central Division. And a lot to get to here on the program today, as I don't know if we can play marriage counseling. It's not marriage counseling that we need to work with these two about. It's, as they said in in the movie Tin Cup, bring your caddy along, because I do, you know, I do work with couples. Rene Russo fed that line, I believe, to Craig Stadler, who was making a cameo at that point, as far as the movie Tin Cup is concerned. But if you are a golf fan, a golfer, you know of the partnership between Phil Mickelson and Jim Bones McKay. Well, after 25 years today, in fact, over the last hour, they have decided to part ways today. Statement coming from both of them. No animosity, at least between the lines when you read it. Now, there are your conspiracy theorists out there that are throwing around the fact that two things. Number one, that Jim McKay is in line to become the next caddy for John Rahm, the budding superstar, former Arizona State golfer out of Spain, top 10 right now, or was in the top 10 going to the U.S. Open.
Well, maybe not coincidentally that Phil Mickelson's brother is his former, is his agent.
Correct.
And will be on Phil's bag the rest of the year.
That is correct. But will not have a veto. It's non-transferable, we found out today. More on that coming up. But also, there are rumors to the effect that, well, Phil was thinking about playing. Now, again, these are just internet rumors, and I don't know if you can make much of them. But, of course, the reason Phil missed the U.S. Open was his oldest daughter Amanda's high school graduation. She was the valedictorian of the class, her high school class. And there are internet rumors out there to the fact that Phil wanted to go play in the U.S. Open because he doesn't have many of these opportunities left. And he thought Aaron Hills would be very, very suitable to his game, which I think it would have been. And that Amy did not want him to go. And I can see that. And that perhaps Bones McKay sided with Amy. Now, those are the internet rumors. I'm just reading the book that Phil put out. Great friends with the entire McKay family. I don't think that's the case. I think it just got to a point of 25 years. That's an awful long time to be with a coach, to be with whatever the case may be, and that's pretty much unheard of as far as the world of golf is concerned, to be with one caddy for that long.
Yeah, 40-plus wins. The partnership has been terrific, and something's just come to an end at some point. I mean, you saw Stevie Williams and Tiger Woods. Their partnership come to an end. Williams now caddying for Adam Scott. I mean, before that, it was
Fluff Cowan.
Fluff Cowan with Tiger, and now he's been with Jim Furyk for a while.
Oskaloosa native, by the way.
William Penn, yeah.
So there you go.
But whether this is going to affect Phil's game with his brother on the bag, I don't know that it will affect it a whole lot, but I don't think you can underestimate what the role of a caddy is for a PGA Tour professional. I mean, it's not just carrying the bag, obviously. It's, you know, preparing for each and every day, being there for practice rounds, pulling the right club, giving the proper yardages. Not that a professional couldn't do that for himself, but, and then sometimes it's being the psychiatrist on the course when things are going wrong. And you mentioned John Rahm. And I think John Rahm probably needs a psychiatrist as much as anybody else on the course, because he has a way when things go bad, he kind of gets sideways with his attitude. He's got enormous talent. There's no question about it. But if that partnership should happen to transpire, I think it'd be a good one.
Yeah, I think it would be as well. And just take a look at everything that was put up as far as the 25 years between Phil and Bones. The majors, of course. 42 PGA Tour victories, 186 top tens, and more than $83 million in official earnings between those two guys. One of the great pairings as far as PGA golf is concerned of all time.
Mackay theoretically gets about 10% of that, huh?
Usually 10, if not a little bit more.
He's doing okay.
He's doing fine. I can live off 10% of Phil Mickelson's winnings, I think. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line or phone number as well. That's 319-366-1600. Before we put golf to bed today, a couple more things. Number one, for people of the ilk, media members, others, they opened up Erin Hills yesterday to play. Now, they do this at various places. I know the John Deere Classic does it. Our friend from Caddy Smack, Rick Swan of Rob FM, has played the day after the deer, they call it. And you can play the course in the exact condition that the pros play it for the 4 days of the John Deere Classic. They did this for some people yesterday, including a group foursome that was headed up by J.J. Watt, the former Wisconsin Badger and now All-Pro of the Houston Texans. And JJ, do you know what JJ shot yesterday? JJ is not a good golfer.
I think I read he's a 21 handicapper, and he did quite well, I think.
Not too bad. He predicted he would shoot 140. I don't know what tees they went off of, but he shot 117 and was low medalist among his four. So 117. He shot a 57-60, which beat out, I believe, one of his playing partners who came home in 65-75, which, you know, it sounds bad. It is, but having watched that course, I don't think it's too bad. There you go. Good opportunity for him to play it. We do know some of the folks are going to be playing at Elmcrest for the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic. That was announced today. Mike Halas, our friend, who we talked with yesterday, had that on Twitter today.
Two of the top five finishers from the U.S. Open will be at the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic at Elmcrest Country Club July 10th, according to Mike. Brian Harman and Bill Haas will join Davis Love III as participants in that field. Others on the way, Patrick Rogers, Kyle Stanley, and Ryan Brem from the PGA Tour. Celebrity Bachelor, Ben Higgins, Alfonso Ribera.
Alfonso Ribera's at every, he's been there before many times.
He's a good golfer.
Well, when you play every day, you become a good golfer.
Riley Smith, Cedar Rapids native actor who's starring in the series Frequency. And I would suggest that there's going to be more announcements to come.
I would assume. Mike said that as well during his Twitter conversation today. But Bill Haas, good name. Brian Harman, becoming a good name even before the U.S. Open. Won out the Wells Fargo about a month ago. It was not at Quail Hollow because they're going to be playing the PGA Championship coming up there. They moved it to Wilmington, North Carolina for a year. But still, the that plucky left-hander is going to be there.
Yeah.
And he can play. He can play. And he can putt. That's the one thing.
So, no charge for admission. Tickets available at all Cedar Rapids, Marion, Ivy, grocery, and drug stores. Of course, the benefits to this, Zach and his wife's foundation, which benefits Kids on Course, a terrific program benefiting elementary and middle schools here in town.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up on July 10th. We'll have a lot more on that as during Caddy Smack and other parts to KGYM sports programming. But that'll be coming up on Monday, July the 10th at the Elmcrest Golf Club, which I believe, is that the week of the deer or the week after the deer?
I would have to
week
check.
Of,
typically,
I think.
It's the week of.
I think it is the Monday of the deer week. So, but we'll double check on that for you. 314 here on the program, 319-366-1600. And today is the day of the Midwest League All-Star Game going on in Midland, Michigan, we think, because they've got all sorts of rain. Right now, there's a big, giant blob on the radar over the state of Michigan. And how you never want to see that because as much as, you know, it is Class A and it's not the ultimate goal for these ball players, but they want to play in an All-Star Game like this. And especially when you travel from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, say, to Midland, Michigan, the home of the Great Lakes Loons, you want to get in your game. And right now there is some question if they are going to get that game in tonight.
Yeah, after the conclusion of the first half of the Midwest League Sunday, a half a dozen or so Cedar Rapids Colonels got in a vehicle and drove partway to Midland, Michigan, and then continued excuse me, on Monday. So that's going to be quite a trip if they don't play an inning.
Yeah. Not getting anything done there. Now, I don't know if they have a contingency plan in place for if they can play it tomorrow night or whatever. Haven't checked that out, but hopefully they can get it in tonight.
Zach Johnson Foundation Classic, indeed the week of the John Deere Classic, the deer running July 13th through the 16th in Silvis, Illinois.
Yeah, looking forward to that out there. You've heard enough about the NBA today on ESPN, but we'll say this. There is some breaking news out there. Talks going on between the Indiana Pacers and the Los Angeles Lakers, and it looks like they have come to an agreement. Let's see. This is Adrian Wojnarowski from the Vertical is reporting. The Pacers have reached a deal to trade Paul George to the Lakers for D'Angelo Russell, Larry Nance Jr., in a 2018 first-round draft choice. As I said, that was the breaking news. So we've had enough NBA talk today.
I don't think the deals are done before the start of the draft tomorrow.
319-366-1600. We'll have the NBA draft coming your way on Thursday night for you, beginning at 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. We did break ranks last night and got a night of bowling in. We will just say that.
We sure did. And I was reminded very early on as to why I don't bowl on June 19th.
It was great to see Rusty, though.
Great to see Rusty and Bobby Davidson. And we had a heck of a series bowled next to us, 846 by Quincy Bruce.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, but I hear that.
Hello.
Unash, right?
Yes, yes.
I hear that Unash beat you.
He crushed me. He crushed me. I had a duck pin like series.
Duck pin like 140?
A little better than that.
He's the most improved bowler, you know. What was he carrying last year? 150?
We both had 197 at the conclusion of last year.
Yeah, but last year.
But he was most improved, yeah.
You mean this past season?
From last year,
okay,
to this year, yeah.
But the year before that, he was carrying what, a 150?
No, 172-ish.
172, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's ancient history now.
You got your bowling pin right over there.
There you go.
That's from an ancient league championship.
It's ancient history as well.
Rob Norton of Rob FM and 102.9 and KGYM. How's Rob going?
Rob the station?
Rob the station.
Rob the person?
Both.
One of them's new and one of them's old.
Guess which one?
It's going well. It's talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about it. It's right across the hall there.
Yeah, Rick's on the air over there right now.
Yeah.
We also told him that the lights in there get brighter every day.
Well, there's a rheostat. You can dim them.
I don't know if he's trying to make it brighter. This is riveting conversation, isn't it?
This is what radio is all about.
Yeah.
The personal lives.
Just checking in with everyone.
Got my dog here with me today.
I know. Gordo's looking good.
Gordo was at the eye doctor.
Everything good?
The only eye doctor in Iowa is in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, other than Ames.
Mm. Other than Ames.
Do you know how much a cataract operation costs?
A lot. You informed me of that.
And then the other one has glaucoma. Do you know how much glaucoma operation costs?
More than the aforementioned?
Yes.
Yes.
And then there's the checkups, because the dog really can't tell you, you know, I can't see well today.
So they have to, you know, tell them. They tell them.
I just write him a blank check and here, whatever you need.
Gordo, very well behaved.
Gordo's a great dog.
Yes.
He's a sweet dog.
Came right up to me.
He's intelligent.
Want to know, did he tell you how he's feeling?
I could tell. He was feeling better.
Good. He did. I think he was feeling better. He is. He's got that little.
He's right outside the door.
He's chipper.
Bring him in. Put him on the air.
We have had a dog on the air before, so this is not a first.
Come on.
This is not a first. Murphy was on the air.
Doesn't want to come in.
Doesn't want to come in. I don't blame him for not wanting to come in. He walked the other way. Does that say something about the program?
Gordo, how you doing?
Gordo. Try to get the microphone.
Does Gordo speak?
Yeah, Gordo speaks.
I can hear him pant.
Gordo is, for the listeners, what kind of dog again?
American Cocker Spaniel.
Okay.
He's a big one, too.
With blue eyes. Yeah, he's 39 pounds.
You're only a Spaniel guy, right?
Only a Cocker Spaniel guy.
Okay.
I've had 8.
It's a lot.
He's an intelligent and sweet dog. He's one of a kind. With blue eyes.
Yep. The eyes got you.
Blue eyes.
The eyes got him.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm glad we could have.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
Dog corner.
Dog corner with
when,
Rob.
When are you going to get your dog again?
Couple months.
I should have talked to your wife last night about the dog.
You had the opportunity to do so. You missed your opportunity.
Yeah, sorry.
Where's the treats, Rob? Come on.
He knows that you have treats in your pocket. There you go. Did you? Oh, we didn't get that. Doggone it.
I'm sorry. I didn't bring any. I didn't think of that.
Oh, get the paper towels. Did you see that?
Right on wingman.
I think we've talked enough now.
Bye-bye.
Great to see you, Rob.
Yeah, great to be here.
3:22 here on the program. We are going to talk some sports. We're going to talk some baseball coming up here. Cal Eldred's going to join us here in just a little bit. Also on the program before 4 o'clock today, your chance to win from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. 2 18-hole rounds of golf and 2 sleeves of golf balls going out to our winners all this week, including today. And those 2 free rounds can be used at Ellis, Gardner, Jones, or Twin Pines. Enjoy a great summer day out on the course. For more information, you can go to our website at kgymradio.com, or you can go as well to playcedarrapidsgolf.com. So we will have that opportunity for you to win coming up here just a little bit. I bet that text line is just flooding in. I feel like the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn when they deviate away from sports.
It's refreshing now and then.
It is, isn't it? All right, we'll take a break, come back, and when we do, we'll talk Major League Baseball with Cal Eldred. So stay with us. More to come. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
More coffee?
Thanks, Janet. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Eastern Iowa sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
We're just putting the finishing touches on Gordo's Dog Corner, a brand new segment on Tuesdays that we will have for you right here on KGYM. Or it could be Katie's Corner. Gordo is looking the poster over there. Indeed. Very good. 25 past the hour at 3 o'clock as College World Series continuing on in Omaha. Elimination game going on right now. TCU on top of Texas A&M. That by a score of 4-1.
I, however, am looking at the women's gymnastics.
That's a few years old, but not taking it down, right? All right. To talk some baseball with us, Cal Eldred, the former major leaguer, joins us on Tuesdays right here on KGYM on the gym class. Good afternoon, Cal. How you doing?
I am doing very well. How about you guys?
Well, we got a dog in the studio. Things are going well. You got dogs. You love those dogs.
I've got three dogs, as a matter of fact. And three dogs, four cats, five kids. We're a petting zoo.
Well, are you in good old Eastern Iowa right now, or are you elsewhere?
I am somewhere near the equator. I'm down in Arizona. It's 120-some degrees here.
Yeah, I read Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix canceled like 50 flights today, Cal, because it's too hot.
It is. It is. And we've been doing morning workouts because we've had our mini camp after the draft. A lot of these kids are going, what in the world did I sign up for? But they'll have a real shock tomorrow when they go to night games because the Arizona League here, rookie league, starts on Sunday. So we go to night games. So they'll stretch at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And I would say the temperature's going to be right around 121 or 22 tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Cal, so many teams at this point in the season are just a series away or a span of 10 games away from really getting back into the race. And don't look now, but your Royals are right back in it.
They are. And fortunately, a lot like the National League Central, no one has really taken off. You see how well Cleveland has played, winning 6 in a row, and 8-2 are the Royals in their last 10. So, the Twins haven't treaded water through this right now. They're 3-7 in their last 10. So, but I still think there's just this ebb and flow. There's some inconsistency so far, especially in both of the American League Central and the National League Central. Teams just haven't been that. They've been consistently a little below average. But there are some teams, when you look at it, I was just looking at it, guys, in the American League, there's all the teams are in the wild card hunt. Mm-hmm. They're all in it yet. But yet you look at the National League, and there's four teams that are less than 12 games back in the wild card. I mean, some of this stuff in the National League, you could almost say, is decided.
I mean, Washington with a 9.5 game lead on Atlanta right now, and you take a look at the West, Colorado and the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks all within a game of each other. But the thing is, right now they've got an 8.5-9 game lead in the wild card at this point anyway still, and you got to think that both wild cards are going to come from the National League West.
Well, it's kind of looking that way. You think that at some point, you know, that schedule's got to balance out a little bit because obviously the division teams are going to play each other more. But when you start looking at these numbers, they can beat up on each other a little bit, and you only cut that lead from 12 games or 11 and a half games in the wild card down to six. And so these, it can happen. It really can. But back to your point, Mark, the Royals have been playing extremely well. The offense has come alive. The at-bats are looking better. The starting pitching is, Hamill has been throwing the ball better. So there's just a lot of positive things going on down there in Kansas City.
Cal, some discussion certainly on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line and I guess throughout baseball in regards to the Anthony Rizzo-Austin Hedges collision last night. And while Major League Baseball has said that Rizzo violated the rule, you're an old school guy. I wonder what you think about this.
Well, the collision. I have not seen the collision. You guys got to fill me in on what happened here.
You haven't seen it yet, huh? It's like, well,
I have not seen it. No.
Anthony Rizzo on at third base, a line drive to center field. Matt Caesar, former Cub, in fairly shallow center field. Rizzo tried to score, play at the plate. The catcher, I think we can say, moved up ahead of the plate. Visual evidence that he did. And Rizzo, I don't think it was a dirty play or anything like that. I think it was just hard slide, old school type. But he did, before the slide, made contact with the catcher ahead of the plate. He went out of the baseline. And
he barreled him over, Scott.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And, you know, and you've got the Padres saying dirty play, bad slide. He should, you know, egregious, whatever the case may be. And you've got the Cubs side of things saying that it was a good play. So there you go in a nutshell.
Well, and really, the rules here, what is going to start to try to take care of this is that if the throw takes the catcher up the baseline, in the baseline, then there's an allowance for more contact. You can't ask a base runner to slide, you know, 10 or 15 feet in front of home plate. But if a runner now goes out of the baseline, out of his way to get a catcher, if there is an avenue to slide, then according to the rule, the base runners are supposed to slide.
And there was an avenue.
Yes. If there's an avenue, then you look at what the Padres have to say, and you're realizing, look, everybody knows the rules now. And the tough thing is when old school baseball, no question, the guy's even close to the line and you get a chance to blow him up. That's usually the way the game was played. Today's game is different because Anthony Rizzo, you know, he could be thrown out of the game for going out of his way. If there's an avenue to get to the plate, you're supposed to take it. That's the rule.
I guess we won't ask you to comment more on this specific case because you didn't see it. That's unfair to you, Cal. But the Buster Posey rule from 2014, he was very seriously injured as a collision at home plate, and that's the result of this rule. But I still, in my mind, Cal, I think it's still vague because it's left up to the umpire as to whether the runner was quote-unquote egregious in initiating contact. So, I mean, you think back to the you know, that classic collision with Pete Rose and Ray Fosse in the All-Star game. And then you go a number of years, and then all of a sudden you have this rule instituted, and nobody's ever been suspended because of it. So I guess just general impressions about the rules and maybe how major league clubs are handling it.
Yeah. Excuse me. The first thing, when that rule came down after Buster Posey got hurt, there was a lot of, you know, you saw the back and forth between what rule people thought should be put in, if any. And sometimes it was surprising because there are a lot of catchers, even tough guys, you know, in the past that said, no, you've got to have a rule because lots of times they're being blindsided. They don't see it coming. I know even Mike Matheny, my friend Mike Matheny, manager of the Cardinals, he was like, he felt like that being run over a number of times had more to do with the concussions that he experienced than actually the foul tips. Mm. So I think that it is still vague. And I think, you know, knowing Mike, I'm not sure what Ned thinks of it, but I do know that it is still very vague. And when you leave that much responsibility up to the judgment of an umpire, it makes it very, very tough. And what's going to happen is not everything's going to be seen the same way. And it still leaves it open to two teams being very frustrated with each other.
Well, Rizzo leads off again tonight. Should he expect one in the ribs?
I wouldn't doubt that a bit. The other thing, though, this you'll know if it's a reliever starting the game, for sure.
That's a dead giveaway.
Because it's tough, too, because now you're in a position that, yeah, he's leading off the game. Back in the day, he'd take one in the ribs. Well, then they may let it go and let San Diego retaliate if they feel like it. But today, the warnings come out right away, and they come out way too early. So then there's a lot of confusion and frustration. But yeah, I think that really, if the Padres want to get back at Rizzo and feel like they owe him one, it needs to be something. You see how the game goes, and it needs to be something done by a relief pitcher. Losing a relief pitcher, a middle reliever for a few days is a lot different than losing that starting pitcher who may miss two starts.
Well, no scheme of things in my mind, Cal. I don't think it's a game stopper. I don't think it's a terrifically huge deal. But I guess bottom line for me is that if there's a rule there, there ought to be some teeth to it.
Absolutely. If you're gonna do that, then it has to be enforced. And that's why you're always careful about the rules that you put in. You have to be very careful. It's the same thing as watching the other night, watching a reliever for Houston who drilled two guys in a row, and Pedroia was upset. And you could see the guy was just losing command. And Pedroia was upset and, you know, just frustrated with his body language. Well, the umpire warns the pitcher and both dugouts. And Pedroia's like, why is there a warning? That now Boston has no chance to retaliate without their pitcher being suspended. So those are the instances that you leave that up to an umpire, and that just leaves the door open for not only more confusion, but later on, that's going to get drug on to another series between Boston and Houston, as this could with San Diego and Chicago.
By the way, Joe West celebrating his 5,000th game umpired coming up.
Yeah, do you have a message for Joe, Cal?
Why?
Yeah, did you see the other guy on the list who's close to him is Bruce Fremming.
Yep.
Two of my most I guess if you can't say nothing nice, you shouldn't say anything at all.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Is just make the call and move on.
Yeah. Cal Elder joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM here at 3:37. Mr. Bellinger continuing to set major league records, just tattooing the ball right now all over the place to lead Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, he's at an amazing, amazing pace.
You know, it's funny. I did read the article and had saw the comments by Cody, and he said that, you know, if you'd have told me in spring training that anything close to this would have happened, you know, people think I'd think you're crazy if somebody told him that. And it's interesting too, because we got a kid that plays in our minor league system that played high school ball with Cody, and said, you know, he really wasn't a home run hitter in high school, but as he's developed, his swing and his path and his strength have all developed, and this is crazy. I mean, 21 home runs in 51 games, and 5 of those were, you know, 10 of those were multi-homer games. So there's 5 multi-homer games, and so in 5 games he's hit 10 homers. It's crazy, but I'll tell you what, the kid he's kind of a I don't want to call him a baseball rat, but he's grew up around it with his dad Clay. Being in the game and being a big leaguer, and Clay was just, man, he was a lunch pail kind of guy, and he just played the game, and that's kind of the way you see it carrying over with Cody. It's just his swing and his path, and now he's getting the opportunity. He's making the most of it.
Kelly, watch with interest on the MLB Network breakdown of the pitching staffs for those leaders in the National League West. And I thought it was really fascinating because you look at the starters for each team and then the bullpens. I think bullpens, you know, obviously are supremely important these days. With three teams, Colorado, Dodgers, Arizona, within one game of each other, Colorado actually entering a series with Arizona. I wanted to get your thoughts on the three pitching staffs.
Well, when you look in the West, and you know, I think our first thought process is we're going to give the nod to the Dodgers pitching staff, and a lot of that has to do with Kershaw at the top. And then you're going to think about, well, let's go to the Diamondbacks pitching staff, and you think, well, you got Greinke, who's starting to look like Greinke, and you're going to put automatically and. You know, they've got Corbin and Ray also in that rotation. So there's some names that you know. You look at what Brandon McCarthy's been able to do for the Dodgers, and, you know, but he's kind of also, he's a guy that has pitched. But you look at Colorado and you're kind of scratching your head and thinking, you know, who are these guys? And so it's, but I think what's really helped Colorado is obviously their offense. Is really good, but they play defense, and they've got a big field that they have to cover there. And the other thing in their pitching staff, going back to the pitching staff, is the fact that they've got Holland at the end of the game, and he's been finishing games for them. They're not losing games late in the ball game, which has happened to them in the past. Colorado hasn't been a walk in the park for any of these National League West teams in the last few years. They just haven't been able to. Finish games very well. Their starting pitching's been great, but I do know that having Holland at the end of the game really helps. Now you go to the Dodgers and you got Kenley Jansen at the back end of that bullpen, and so you kind of give the nod to the Dodgers, you would think, but man, the way Holland's been finishing them out in Colorado and their starting staff, you got to give them a lot of credit.
Rockies are really, really good. Blackman, Arenado, and those guys really getting things done. Wanted to talk about two teams. First of all, how long does Bruce Bochy have? I know that he's done a great job over the years in San Francisco, but it, like we talked about with Phil Mickelson and his caddy after 25 years, almost maybe it's time to make a change. I mean, the Giants are 20 games under 500 right now. That's on the bad end of things, but on the good end of things, how about the job the Atlanta Braves have done this year? No, they're not in first place, but they're 32-37, and I didn't think there would be any way that they would be none other than the worst team in the National League this year.
Yeah, and I know if you talk to Atlanta fans, we'll go to Atlanta first, they still think the Braves are terrible. But, of course, this is like a team being bad in St. Louis to a certain extent, you know, or New York. They're used to success. And Atlanta, you do have to give them a lot of credit. The players that they have been doing a pretty good job, even though a lot of their fan base still think they're not very good. I mean, so it's you give them a lot of credit. The other thing about that division is that they've had some teams there. You look at their five games under 500, and the Nationals have an 11 and a, you know, 9.5 game lead. And so a lot of these other teams are just not very good underneath them, including Philadelphia. I thought maybe, Scott, you're going to mention Philadelphia. 22-46.
And they've really hit the skids.
Oh, my goodness. They're 1-9. Both them and San Francisco are 1-9 in their last 10. And 21 games. Philadelphia is 21 games out of the wild card. But I'm not as surprised about that as I am about San Francisco. And you're right. It's kind of the situation, is it time to make a change? But you still have a lot of the same guys playing baseball that are on these rosters, and especially San Francisco. Philadelphia's roster has changed some, but not San Francisco. And so there has been some injuries, you know, so it's, you can understand that too. You just don't know how far ownership and goes with that leash goes with some of the injuries that they've had.
Cal, more talk about head first slides. And Aaron Judge from the Yankees had just Triple Crown numbers right now, but slid into second, slid into home head first, and I think the folks in New York showing them videos of Derek Jeter's shoulder separation from years ago, sliding into third base head first. But can major league teams really tell players not to slide head first?
I know that they can frown upon it. They want players to go leg first or feet first, but I'm going to tell you, there's just some guys that can't do it.
Mm.
They're just not, that's just not a part of how they run. They haven't ever been very good at it. And I'm like, look, if you feel more comfortable sliding head first, I'm okay with it, especially going back to the rule now here at home plate to where they have to give you a lane. You see it lots of times, guys. I think we're seeing more head first slides into home plate than ever because they can avoid the tag. Because there is not only, you don't see the hook slide anymore. You don't see that. But guys can feel like all I have to do, especially with, and I think some of this has to do with the video review. Because now if you would try to do a hook slide with your legs and your foot happens to go over the plate, in the past, the umpire is going to call you safe. Now they got to know that you touched the plate. So, look, Aaron Judge is like an offensive lineman sliding head first. I can understand why the fans might be upset. They don't want to see this guy get hurt. But what happens most of the time, Mark, is that organizations watch the player and realize he's got a bigger percentage chance of getting hurt sliding legs feet first because he's just not good at it. Then he does head first, so let him go head first.
Before we get to the top five here at Cal, we got College World Series action going on, and I think we had once upon a time a topic where the events that you should go to, or the top events you've been to once in your life, and definitely toward the top of that has got to be the College World Series. I have not seen the new stadium. I was there way back in the day at Rosenblatt. Before the zoo took over and moved everything downtown. But at any rate, there's nothing like the College World Series, though.
Yeah, I guess I haven't ever been to the College World Series. Obviously, I've been a little busy. I guess I've been close to it. I was in AAA, and we played a couple days before it happened and then left. But I got a little bit of a taste of it last year, being in Omaha when the Big Ten tournament was played at TD Ameritrade Park there in Omaha, and it's a great venue. It's the ballpark is made for a tournament like that. It's made for multiple fan bases coming and going. It is a great place to watch college baseball and baseball, period. So if people get a chance, an opportunity to go, I would go. And that's why I'm kind of excited to see that the Big Ten is actually, I think they've got a contract where they're going to be there for a few years in a row here now with the Big Ten tournament.
I want to ask you real quick, Kel, about the announcement that Iowa would represent the United States in the World University Games, that coming up in late August in Taiwan. And I should imagine CJ will be involved in that. Quite an honor. Is it a good thing for Iowa baseball?
You had to ask that tough question, didn't you, Mark? You know what? It is an honor. There's no question. It's an honor, but it's tough because what happens is it is okay. It can work, but you have to plan out your pitching. And because the issue is it's not that hard on the position players because they're going to come back and they're going to go through some fall ball anyhow for most of these position players, even after playing some in the summer. A lot of people don't understand these college kids go and play college ball and then they head out and play summer ball. And you try to figure out, okay, how many guys need extra innings from a pitching standpoint? You're going to have to pull back some of the innings here because some of your guys and your key guys are going to be throwing the baseball at a high intensity level at game speed during this August period of time when normally they're taking a break between summer ball and fall ball. And it's just like the trip that Iowa took to the Dominican over Thanksgiving last year. The biggest issue with arm injuries I feel, is it can be overuse, but the starting and stopping of pitchers, especially when you're ramping up the intensity level in a very short period of time, you've got your team at a high risk. Other than that, the position play, if you could use somebody else's pitchers to a certain extent, it'd be great. Or if you had so many guys, if you're using guys that really need the experience, it would be fantastic. And I'm sure that would be my concern about it. Use the guys that need the experience and make sure my key guys are only getting what they need.
All right. Top five for this week as we get into the back part of the month of June already, believe it or not.
It is amazing. No question. And we've had some change, fellas. We've got a lot of flip-flop, and I have been slow to give the National League West their due, but this is the week. But yet, you know, Mark, you mentioned that the Kansas City Royals in the American League Central are playing better. Well, there's another team that's playing pretty good, too, and that's my number five team, the Cleveland Indians. Our organization here with Kansas City, we've stepped it up, and we're chasing a team in Cleveland that's really hot right now, and Edwin Encarnacion has gotten hot, and Corey Kluber is throwing the ball extremely well, and they're just a tough club. So they're my number five team. Houston's in at number four. I think teams are they're not afraid of Houston. Houston's got a good offense, but I don't think they're afraid of them. But they're still 47-24 and got a 12-game lead. But then I simply then, guys, went to the National League West and wrote it out, how that division sits right there. Arizona number three, the Dodgers number two, and finally given the Colorado Rockies their due, they're the number one team of my top five list.
How about that? That may be a first right there.
It is. You look at these teams and you asked that question earlier, Scott, about the fact of the wild card distance and can two wild card teams come from that division. And right now, they've got between a 9.5 and an 8.5 game lead in the wild card. Those three teams, that's where they sit.
All right. Cal, I can't say enjoy the weather. Tolerate the weather.
Well, I'll be back soon. I'm headed back here tomorrow and headed back home and then head up to Rochester, Minnesota to watch a little Northwoods League baseball and enjoy some of the cooler weather back in the Midwest for a few days.
Is that a honker baseball?
I think that's what it is. I think they're the Rochester Honkers.
Yeah. Well, give us a report on that.
I will.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Cal.
You bet.
3:52 here on the Gym Class program here on KGYM. Cal Elder joining us here each Tuesday throughout the baseball season. TCU has eliminated Texas A&M, the team that won the regional down in Houston that Iowa took part in, that by a 4-1 score here in Omaha today.
We neglected so far, but no longer, to give you the poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Question is this: how do you feel about Anthony Rizzo's slide into home plate last night? Three choices: he did nothing wrong. Secondly, he clearly violated the quote-unquote Posey rule. Or lastly, right or wrong, the rule needs to go. Emil's Hideaway out on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Rule's not going to go. I mean, I'm as old school baseball as anybody out there, and you give me my druthers, yeah, I'd like to see it probably go away, but it's not going to go away. There was an injury to a superstar in Buster Posey, and they're not going to take that chance to have that happen again. Even though the Giants are 20 games,
you're not going to put teeth into it. Needs to go, in my mind.
I think Rizzo's going to get suspended, probably for a game.
He'd be the first one.
I think he'll probably, if they want to have any teeth to that rule, I think they'll probably have to take that situation there. All right, 3:53. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity here. All this week we have for the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, two free rounds of golf and two sleeves of golf balls going out to our winner today. And we're going to take caller number six right now at 319-366-1600. You're going to head out to either Jones, Gardner, Ellis, or Twin Pines and play some golf. Great day to play some golf. A little windy today. About a club and a half, two club wind out there. But still, it would be terrific to be out there on the links today. 319-366-1600, caller number six. We'll get your information. We'll let you know who our winner is and have more for you coming up, including some We hope not bad news as far as a former Iowan is concerned after this.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Your mind is a blank slate as you enter total relaxation. Safe driver, paperless, multi-car. They are wrapping their savings around you. Like the tinfoil that wraps around your hot dog at a ball game, which for some reason costs $12.50.
Switch to Progressive and surround yourself with savings. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is the sound of 100,000 tons and 5,000 sailors from across the country aboard the largest warship ever to take the seas. Sounds like freedom at home and abroad. From the world's strongest naval force, America's Navy. Learn more at Navy.com.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4. The Gym Class with Unash and Dukes. KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Creed from Coralville. He is going to play some golf on us with the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. And coming up with Rob FM, Barbecue Roundup is coming up. And they're going to be out there broadcasting live on Friday night. So it should be a lot of fun. So that's across the hall with our friend Rick Swan and Rob FM. Mark, I'm not sure how to translate this, but we do have news about a former Iowa assistant coach. And this is Bobby Elliott, who was at Notre Dame and now is with the University of Nebraska. And Nebraska has announced that Elliott has stepped down from his coaching the safeties and is going to be an analyst on the defensive side of the ball, had to step aside for personal reasons that arose. And we all know what the history with Bobby Elliott and his health issues that he has had. Hopefully it's not anything that is picked back up again and that he's okay as far as his health is concerned.
I would echo that. And he is a terrific man, terrific person. And yeah, we hope that it is not a serious situation for Bobby.
Yeah, but he will not be coaching the safeties at Nebraska this year, but will still be on the staff for the Cornhuskers. And so our best go out to Bobby Elliott right there. All right, we've got Twins and the White Sox coming up tonight at 7 o'clock for you. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming up next for you tomorrow. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. We'll talk PTL and also Chris Liss of RotoWire.com.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's Community MVP.